there are hundreds of them, and many of them are very specific. You know, there might be a sports film festival or a human rights film festival or an environmental film festival. We are a general film festival, which means, you know, what we're trying to do always with our programming in this weekend is to give audiences a real view of the sweep of the movie art form, what's happening across the country and around the world. We'll have 15 films from other countries this year.
Wow. So little time, so many films. How do you pick the ones that make the final cut?
It's a very long and hard process, joyful process, but a hard process because we're, of course, you know, not programming many films we think are terrific. But, you know, we get submissions, which were way up this year, and we then get lots of recommendations from filmmakers who've been here. And then, you know, we go to and track a bunch of the sort of market festivals, Toronto and Sundance and Slam Dance, which are both in Park City at the same time, South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thorough process, and literally year-round. I mean, we'll almost literally Monday start next year's festival.
So what are we going to see this year? What are some of the highlights?
It's always hard to pick them out, but I would look at a couple things. There's some... We don't set out to do Baltimore-based films. We always go for, you know, the best films that we're looking at. But there are some wonderful things. There's a film called LUV from a first-time feature filmmaker named Sheldon Candace, who's living in L.A. now but grew up in Baltimore, and the whole film was shot here and has an amazing cast. Common and Michael Rainey Jr. is the young guy in it, but Danny Glover, Charles Dutton, Dennis Haysbert, Michael Williams, you know, who mm-hmm. played Omar in The Wire.
Sure.
It's an incredible cast.
Are film festivals anachronisms in today's digital Netflix-driven society where if people want to go to a movie, all they got to do is push a button?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's just the opposite, actually, because I think what film festivals do, and the good ones anyway, and we're in that category, I think, very clearly, help audiences find this great body of film work that's out there that the studios are not marketing. So there's nobody telling the audience, do you want to see Hunger Games or not? You can do that on your own based on the data you've got.
Mm-hmm.
That for most of what's being made in the movie world, that isn't true. You know, most of these movies, even ones that go through Cannes or Sundance, you know, most of those films you'll never hear of. And yet many of them are very, very worthy, and that's part of what a film festival does for an audience. It says, you know, this not everything we pick is going to be to everyone's taste. That's not the point. But everything we program has great advocacy by somebody who knows a great deal about film.
So give me the 30-second commercial, where and when and how much will it cost me?
Well, it's $10 a screening, so that's easy. And it's at the Brown Center on the MICA campus. It's in all 5 screens at the Charles, on Charles just north of the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to meet filmmakers. Every screening virtually has a filmmaker host. So you're not just seeing movies, you're getting to talk to the people who made them and just as they're emerging in the marketplace. And all that's online at mdfilmfest.com.
And as always, we'll put the link to your website on our website, wbal.com. Make it easy for people. Jed Dietz, the director of the Maryland Film Festival. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks so much.